Task 3, Exercise for Practice 5, Questions 11 to 15. You will hear a radio interview with Hilary Price, a vet at the Free Animal Clinic. For questions 11 to 15, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the conversation twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 11 to 15. You will now hear the conversation.
Hilary, how did you decide to become a vet?
Well, I didn't plan on being a vet. I always thought I was going to be a teacher like my mother, and my father always thought I was going to be a lawyer like him. But after the first year of my secondary school, I spent the summer volunteering at the animal shelter in a small town near the coast. I wanted to travel, and that seemed like a perfect match. I get to see the country and help the animals.
Did you enjoy it?
A lot. So much that I continued volunteering every summer until the end of my secondary school. I fell in love with the job so much that I decided I wanted to be a vet.
So you finished college and started working as a vet at the Free Clinic?
Not really. After finishing my college, I spent 2 years traveling around the world and working in different animal clinics. I got back just last week. I've been to Argentina, Canada, and for a whole year in Norway. And next year I'm going to Peru for a year to work in one of their biggest animal clinics.
Sounds great. So you've come home for the holidays before moving to a new job?
Well, yes and no. I've come to work in the Free Animal Clinic, which is downtown, but I'm really looking forward to spending some time with my parents. I haven't seen them in a long time. And I'll have enough time to catch up with my old school friends. We've stayed in touch through emails, but it's not the same as having girls' night out and having fun.
You really work a lot. And when do you have time for holidays?
I don't actually need a holiday. My job is my holiday. I really enjoy doing what I do, and it doesn't tire me at all. But I do get away for a week every year during the 4 weeks of summer when there are a lot of volunteers in the clinics, so vets can have a couple of weeks off.
And what about starting your own family? It must be difficult with such a busy lifestyle.
Are you talking about husband and children? I'm not planning on getting married soon, and I'm too busy to have a boyfriend. Right now I'm focused on my career, and as for my own family, Twinkle and Star, my two dogs are my family and I don't go anywhere without them.
Now listen again.
Hilary, how did you decide to become a vet?
Well, I didn't plan on being a vet. I always thought I was going to be a teacher like my mother, and my father always thought I was going to be a lawyer like him. But after the first year of my secondary school, I spent the summer volunteering at the animal shelter in a small town near the coast. I wanted to travel, and that seemed like a perfect match. I get to see the country and help the animals.
Did you enjoy it?
A lot. So much that I continued volunteering every summer until the end of my secondary school. I fell in love with the job so much that I decided I wanted to be a vet.
So you finished college and started working as a vet at the Free Clinic?
Not really. After finishing my college, I spent 2 years traveling around the world and working in different animal clinics. I got back just last week. I've been to Argentina, Canada, and for a whole year in Norway. And next year I'm going to Peru for a year to work in one of their biggest animal clinics.
Sounds great. So you've come home for the holidays before moving to a new job?
Well, yes and no. I've come to work in the Free Animal Clinic, which is downtown, but I'm really looking forward to spending some time with my parents. I haven't seen them in a long time. And I'll have enough time to catch up with my old school friends. We've stayed in touch through emails, but it's not the same as having girls' night out and having fun.
You really work a lot. And when do you have time for holidays?
I don't actually need a holiday. My job is my holiday. I really enjoy doing what I do, and it doesn't tire me at all. But I do get away for a week every year during the 4 weeks of summer when there are a lot of volunteers in the clinics, so vets can have a couple of weeks off.
And what about starting your own family? It must be difficult with such a busy lifestyle.
Are you talking about husband and children? I'm not planning on getting married soon, and I'm too busy to have a boyfriend. Right now I'm focused on my career, and as for my own family, Twinkle and Star, my two dogs are my family, and I don't go anywhere without them.